Happy Friday.
My name is Ariel.
And I'm Leia.
And we're your hosts today for the Weekly Nutrition Dose podcast,
5 Minute Fridays.
On Fridays, we would answer one question y'all are curious about relating to nutrition and lifestyle in a quick and accessible way. To take a moment and think about, when was the last time you had French fries, mashed potatoes, baked potatoes, or just anything with potatoes? If you haven't guessed what today's topic is going to be about, it's your best friend, potatoes! Today, we're going to address a very, and when I say very, I mean extremely important question. Are potatoes healthy? We heard from a little birdie that people are telling them that potatoes aren't healthy, but is that really true? Let's find out. But before we do so, Leia, can you first tell us, what are potatoes exactly?
Well, first off, potatoes, or also known as Solanum tuberosum, are extremely versatile starchy vegetables that have brought incredible changes to our world. They belong to the nightshade family of plants, meaning they are underground friends. They're incredibly diverse and come in various shapes, colors, and sizes. Potatoes are currently the most consumed vegetable in the United States, and are used in a variety of different foods. They're considered tubers, which are by definition specialized storage stems of certain seed plants. Isn't that weird that potatoes are technically stems? I definitely didn't know that. Now that we have an idea about what potatoes are, there's something that I'm super curious about. Where in the world did potatoes come from?
Well, despite the rugged and plain look, this unique vegetable located in South America in the Andes Mountains managed to prove its worth over the last 10,000 years. Thanks to our ancestors who have cultivated, nurtured, and ensured the survival of potatoes, we now have one of the world's most important and necessary crop bringing hope and life to many. It all started around 350 million years ago as a poisonous nightshade ancestor plant that slowly evolved into potatoes. These ancient nightshade plants possessed powerful ingredients that would cause humans to fall into paralysis, severe hallucinations, convulsions, or even sometimes death. But over time, as evolution occurred, these nightshade plants not only developed into potatoes, but also tobacco, chili peppers, bell peppers, and even tomatoes.
Wow, that's really cool.
I know, right? As potatoes slowly took their entrance, it was first introduced in the South American Andean Highlands. About 15,000 years ago, wild potatoes fell into the hands of settlers and began to be domesticated. It wasn't until the 1500s when potatoes started to be known and accepted by the Spanish conquistadors and shared among other people across countries.
Yeah, and as the Spanish government relied on potatoes as their main food source for the military and navy, a discovery of how potatoes contained a rich amount of vitamin C was made. They helped prevent scurvy and started to gain the European countries' attention. Unfortunately, when potatoes were first introduced to European countries, people saw them as unnecessary, weird, poisonous, and downright evil. Weird, right?
That's so sad. How could someone label a potato as evil? The innocent vegetable was even accused of causing many other medical issues such as leprosy, syphilis, and others. Because of the misconception spreading around, it took nearly 4 decades for people to start accepting potatoes.
So then, this brings us to the last major country that adopted potato in their cuisine, the United States of America. In 1872, the famous horticulturist Luther Burbank discovered that potatoes were disease-resistant hybrids that can help combat epidemics. When it hit the 20th century, potatoes became accepted across the entire world as one of the most beloved and essential crops, bringing life to many cuisines. As of 2022, there has been a production of potatoes exceeding 300 million metric tons. That's a lot of potatoes. Okay, well, that's enough about history. Let's get into the good stuff. What do potatoes have to offer us?
So, potatoes contain more starch than other vegetables. But what does this mean? Well, starches are a form of carbohydrates, which our bodies need to create glucose from which we get our energy. Potatoes are rich in the antioxidant vitamin C. They also contain a good amount of potassium, which is an electrolyte that helps our heart, muscles, and nervous systems function. They are also good sources of magnesium, vitamin B6, folate, and thiamine. Thiamine, also known as vitamin B1, plays a key role in the growth and function of cells in our body. It is only stored in our liver in small amounts, so we need a sufficient daily intake of thiamine in our diets. The skin of potatoes is also good for providing fiber, which helps with digestive health.
Some other health benefits to consuming potatoes may also include lowering blood pressure, improving lipid profiles, and decreasing markers of inflammation. An interesting fact about nutrients in potatoes is that the darker the potato, the more antioxidants it contains. There are so many different types of potatoes, with one of them being the sweet potato. Sweet potatoes are rich in vitamin A, which is good for eye health and immunity. Another one is purple potatoes, which are rich in certain antioxidants that may help prevent heart disease and cancer, and they may boost brain health. Some other good things about potatoes are that they're filling and naturally gluten-free, but as we've mentioned before, they're super versatile. As of today, potatoes are recognized by the United Nations as an excellent food source for an increasing world population. So then, what are some of the ways that we can eat potatoes?
There are so many ways that we can eat potatoes. They can be boiled, steamed, fried, baked, or roasted, and used in so many different types of dishes in so many different cultures. Baked potatoes can be eaten with various toppings like sour cream, cheese, chives, and more. We can eat them as french fries, tater tots, chips, skins, or cooked in soups. We can even eat them as pasta like gnocchi. Isn't that crazy how many ways potatoes can actually be eaten?
Also, roasted cubed potatoes are often used as a side in many dishes and in breakfast plates, as well as hash browns. A simple potato salad can be made with boiled potatoes. All it takes is cut up boiled potatoes tossed with lemon juice, minced garlic, olive oil, and parsley. My mom makes this all the time and I love it. Steamed potatoes are also easy to toss with any oil and herbs as well.
Mmm, that sounds so good. You're making me hungry. I'm gonna go treat myself to a sweet potato casserole after this.
Ooh, yum. Well, so to answer the question, are potatoes healthy? Yes, they are. They're rich in fiber, especially when we eat the skin, antioxidants, and are quite filling. As we've mentioned before, they have so much to offer us. They provide various vitamins and minerals, as well as serving as an energy source for our bodies. They're very flexible in the different ways you can eat them. When paired with other foods, they offer a filling factor and can be part of a really satisfying meal.
So, eat your potatoes! Don't be fooled by other people's opinions about potatoes. These are the facts.
All right, well that's all for this 5-Minute Friday. Thank you all for listening. We hope you enjoyed our potato talk, and if you're interested in learning more about nutrition and lifestyle, ask us and we'll do the research for you.
See you all next time!